Well, what a card we've got at Hamilton Park on Friday night. It is, of course, the Phoenix Utilities Lanark Silver Bell card. Seven races getting underway at 4:35. After a bit of rain in the area, there is a bit of cut on the ground. But the big race itself has nearly tripled in value since last year. It is, of course, the £100,000 Phoenix Utilities Lanark Silver Bell, a heritage handicap now over a mile and a half, and a field worthy of the prize money and the prestige. Plenty of top jockeys in attendance, plenty of top horses sent from near and far, and that certainly applies to the top weight, trained by William Haggis in Newmarket, Pride of Priory. Tom Marquand, a good book of rides at Hamilton Park, not just in the feature race. He's only been for two rides before. Of course, he's married to Holly Doyle. She's been successful at Hamilton Park. Tom has yet to strike in two previous rides. Pride of Priory is a fantastic chance for him to get off the mark, although he could get off the mark before it. He's got some lovely mounts. This is a horse who won on the Shergar Cup card at Ascot in early August. Before that, a winner at Newcastle and Kempton, trained by William Haggis, who has won this race in the past, back in 2008 when it was resurrected after, of course, not being seen or staged since its old home at Lanark went defunct in 1977. So William won it back in 2008, and of course he won it back in 2021. Ma Rajam was his winner 12 months ago, sent off favourite on that occasion. And his top weight, his joint top weight, Pride of Priory, is vying for favouritism as well. A fast improving 4-year-old. Got in with a rating of 98. Joint top weight, incidentally, with Dark Jedi. We've got Jim Goldie with a couple of runners in the race. So Chauvelon's a previous course and distance winner at Hamilton Park on a couple of occasions. And what about the filly, Wiki Wiki Wheels? Going to be ridden by Ty O'Shea. He knows her well. Owned and bred by Jimmy Long. Jim Goldie knows her well too. And she's won no less than four races already at Hamilton Park this year. And according to what Jimmy said to me when I've been interviewing him, the softer the ground is, the better for her. So I think the soft ground will see her improve even more. Others worthy of mention, we've got Kevin Ryan's Forza Orta, another course winner at Hamilton Park. We've got Cormier for Brian Ellison and Harry Russell. Another Newmarket raider is Roger Varian trained Strawberry. And Strawberry comes into this race in decent form as well after a win at Kempton in the old weather over this trip in early August. It truly is a fantastic renewal for the Phoenix Utilities Lanark Silver Bell. It's our fifth race of the card and it's due off at 6:53. The 4:35, we start with a nursery handicap, which, as we all know, is confined to 2-year-olds when you see the term nursery. Decent field as well, quite a few of them making their debut in this type of race. I was thinking something like Quiet Street for Kevin Ryan and Shane Gray, a filly by Kodiak, who's been coming along nicely, and she makes a debut in handicap company. And of course, I've said before, and I've used the statistic before, that Kevin Ryan has had more turf winners at Hamilton Park than any other turf track in the whole of the UK. Another couple of races worthy of mention. The 5:43 is a handicap over 1 mile and half a furlong. Shine on Brendan, trained by Jim Goldie and ridden by Paul Mulrennan, has won four of his seven starts since coming to Jim, and he's actually got two wins at Hamilton Park. He's in great form at the moment, so Shine on Brendan would be top of the shortlist there. And the other one to bear in mind in that particular race is Breckland, number 7 for Keith Dalglish and Ryan Sexton, got a £5 penalty for winning at Musselburgh earlier on in the week. And I mentioned Tom Marquand with some decent rides. He's got, of course, that plum ride and Pride of Priory in the big race. In the previous race, Tom's on Canterbury Bell, and Canterbury Bell is a filly that's coming into this race in pretty decent form. She's won two of her three starts this season. I see they've went for the blinkers on her, and she's trained by William Haggis as well. And the fact that they've gone for blinkers means that they might just thought she might have been idling a little bit, and that included that latest strike at Newbury where she dead heated. And then moving to the 7:23, plenty of familiar names in this as well. Ralphie Boy 2, for example, for Ewan Willans, and top apprentice Ryan Sexton got a penalty for a recent success over course and distance, Ralphie Boy, too. And Clan Jock, another Jimmy Long and Jim Goldie combination horse here with Ty O'Shea on board the top weight, who is on a hat trick after recent strikes at Hamilton Park and is only up £2 for the latest of those wins. All in all, it's a mouth-watering prospect. Remember to get those tickets booked online in advance for any Hamilton Park meeting, particularly the ones that have still to come later on in the autumn. Rock up and pay on the gate. Always happy to see you at Hamilton Park. It's going to be a really tremendous night. We hope to see you there. It's the richest race ever staged in Hamilton Park's rich history. It is, of course, the £100,000 Phoenix Utilities Lanark Silver Bell, a heritage handicap. Who's going to win it? We're soon going to find out.